Now, this is where it kind of gets confusing. We created an other expense that will not be passed on to the regional sewer district that we're going to pick up because the tax falls within the county commission, such as the TIF payments. We don't need to pass money to you to pay the TIF payment when the money's ready here and we can write the check for the TIF payment. Yeah. So what we took out is stuff that has nothing to do with the sewer district.
That, by the way, is how we handle it. We have no county revenue. That's how we handle it. Road bridge.
We never see that TIF anyway.
Perfect. So we just broke it out that way. So in here we have other expenses, and this is subject to discussion. This is just a first draft.
Sure.
So if there's a transfer, the TIF payments here, which was on that number,
mm-hmm.
The contingency fund in case we go over, and the biosolids project. Because
yep.
we're not passing money for you, the biosolids project. We're going to run that through. The county commission is just going to pass that through. Not a partnership. It's a
JAMCO or whatever they're going to be.
Whatever. It's not a partnership. What did she tell us it was?
I don't know.
We're going to do it by intergovernmental agreement to an organization that's been formed that's going to take care of this.
Correct. So it's not going to go through the sewer district. Thank you.
I don't know how else to say
it. I don't either. So then we cut to. We're
going to look out for your interest on the construction of that and the operation. Let's make sure everything's.
We have a seat at the table, which we're going to
hope. Wait just a minute. And what he meant by that was oversee it
mm-hmm.
and the expenditures that are coming through it. Is there any
for the technical standpoint that you are getting what you're paying for on your behalf?
Well, we have an engineer that's on retainer. I would hope that we're paying for that we'd be looking out for our best interest.
It should be.
Yeah, I mean, that's the first thing. Then we have this
trust that, but that should
well, be. But there's liability protection with that engineering firm.
I just didn't know if you wanted me to help you all with that also or not.
We have allocated a seat at the table. We get one seat at this new arrangement as an advisory council.
Let me back up. Will it make any difference whether it's us that's writing the check directly to them or we send the money to you and you write
well,
it?
Well, I don't think that matters that much as long as the bills get paid. I didn't know if you all had somebody, though, that could be there just to ensure that you're getting what you're paying for as far as the construction of it. Is it being done reasonably? And then the operation after it's constructed, is it being operated and maintained properly as it should?
The operations will be managed by the advisory group.
Mm-hmm.
And the engineer, we've got to trust the engineer to watch over the project just like we do any project. Great River watched over any project or mm-hmm. HDR. I don't see a difference there.
Okay.
Although, I mean, I'm assuming that we're going to, once this advisory board is positioned, we have one seat at the table. I would assume that we're going to discuss a sewer person on there. I don't know. We can talk about that when it's time.
Yes, if they want that, I think that's what it should
be. It's kind of like they've taken the position for some reason that they don't want to be involved in it, and yet we are involved in it because our sludge comes to this facility. And we're going to be
saying they
should the sewer board. And our sludge comes there, which it's got a reflection on bill to our customers, so we should be involved. But then some.
Well, your sludge is actually, it's not your sludge because you pay capacity fee at the treatment plants.
We do, but I'm just saying the sludge that comes from our wastewater to Hollister is going to be recycled through this facility. That's going to be a cost. And then that cost has got to be passed on through to
No, somewhere. But that's through the Hollister, not through.
But we pay Hollister. And part of our treatment is the sludge handling. That's just a component that makes up our bill per 1,000 gallons that they process for us, you know.
But Hollister's choosing to do something different with the sludge, so that really it's whatever your treatment cost is. It has nothing to do if it's a biosolids.
You won't have any there when you build your treatment plant, will you?
Well, we won't be able to take all of our sludge
You're
out.
Take a fair
well,
amount of
from
sewage from
well,
from
poverty, if they did build this plant from Poverty Point and Short Creek area,
mm-hmm.
we'd go into the new facility. But from Coon Creek, Lakeshore Drive, Kirbyville, all that, still going to Coon Creek. And that's probably 65% of our flow to Hollister, maybe 70% is out of Coon Creek pump station. But we're thinking through the Emerald Point development and the Table Rock Canyon development that as their flow, if that area grows, hopefully it will for the county, as it comes into this new plant, then we could, you know, take off the gallons we treat there for
mm-hmm.
Hollister off of our Coon Creek, so it would help on that side of the ledger also.
Right.
That's the basic plan. I mean, there's a lot of details.
For the biosolids, though, I think we're fine where it sits based off of how the agreement's been working and progressing, because I think it's we haven't been including.
Okay, well, there's a good trust factor there. You guys feel good, and that's fine.
Well,
I'm not saying you have to be untrustworthy to anybody at all. I'm not saying that, but if you think that's covered, then that's good.
What?
I know Pat's been there from a legal standpoint. I just didn't know from a wastewater technical standpoint if you guys, if you feel that your interest is being protected by this board, then that's a moot point, I guess, to further discuss it.
Well, from the perspective of this, we have two dewatering facilities being built, two in Branson and one in Hollister, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they're the ones who are forming that organization to treat, to do the biosolids part of it from an operations perspective, and this advisory board is doing the auditing of the cost of operation. I mean, everyone has a skin in the game because they're all paying, or possibly could be paying an increase. So that's how we've told Pat to move forward on it.
Yeah. Okay.
Ron and Danny. That's what we've been giving Pat the instruction to go forward is how I've explained it.
Yes, no, I agree.
So nothing's changed, right? Or is it changing?
No, nothing's changed, but the oversight is something I haven't given much consideration to. I'm just pondering what it said. We believe that we're in a position to pass those dollars through to the organization. If there's something there that we're not realizing that we need to know and be brought up to speed on, you need to tell us, John.
I don't think there is, really. Only that, the county's putting a lot of money into this project. And I know Pat was there representing the county from a legal standpoint.
Right.
And that's her expertise, and she's very good at that. Just from a technical standpoint, did you feel that there was a need or a desire to have somebody from a technical standpoint to be at the meetings, be involved in the technical aspects of it, to make sure this being built, the dollars are being spent as wisely as it can be? And then when it gets into operations mode, is it being operated as efficiently as it can be? Is the equipment being maintained as it should be? Or is it going down a track to where they're maybe going to come back and need more money to replace equipment that has premature failure or something like that? It's not being maintained properly.
I understand what you're saying, but from the organizational structure meetings that I've sat through, they have part of the operating cost, maintain the existing facility, they have their equipment maintenance budget in there. I mean, they have a full budget in there I'm relying on the engineers, as we do for most of our projects. We've got to trust the engineer that's doing the project. I mean, we can only do so much from that perspective. And then because it's the county writing the checks, Ron Erickson will be verifying bids.
Let me ask you a question. After it's built, it's in operation. What percentage of maintenance is going to have to come and be borne by the county?
No. Zero.
It's supposed to be self-supporting based on tipping fees and rates by those that participate in the use of it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I understood that.
And we get rid of the ownership after 4 years or 5 years.
Each city is
where I'm at. Did you build this?
What part?
I
built the new structure here.
I kind of had this older structure on my database.
I just cut and paste.
Go with.
I'll fix the typo there.
Okay. Let's go on down through.
Okay.
Go ahead, Doug.
Well, so what we kind of did is took care of some of the administrative stuff that doesn't need to pass money through.
Mm-hmm.
And we went down in line with the intergovernmental agreement talking about expenses that the Tana County Regional Sewer District would get. And what we say get is this is the part of the budget that we would allocate in our budget approval process of how much money is up to how much money is allocated in a 1 year fiscal year. So 2012, this is how much money we're saying we'll allocate up to. Now When I say up to, is because we had to do intergovernmental agreements to pass project money over,
yeah,
based off the agreement. So,
but this is just for the administration cost.
That's just
the project,
right? That's the administration cost of that number. Mm-hmm. The Bee Creek SRF loan, because of the previous agreement, we got to pass that money through you guys. And
yeah, that kind of rolls through the Rick's office, so we never really even see that either.
Okay, well then we need to set that up.
You don't pass through my office. We get the statements on the reconciliation statements.
So he sends the bills over to us and we pay.
Well, I do.
So, she's been the one initiating it, because I don't initiate any of them.
Susan?
Yeah. So what's been going through your budget?
Well, it's been going through the budget, but I thought that we got those, I'll check in on it, I thought we got the payment schedules because they was reconfigured every 6 months or something, and that was just an automatic payment out of your office.
We can put it up. It's not a problem. Let me check. If we can just pass that money. We can do that. I don't remember ever signing anything.
Move it up, but she might create a work for that. It's just because it's been an automatic thing for several years. So,
do you want to move it or not move it? Let's just move it up and pay it. We'll just pay it through our...
Technically, it's really nothing to do with us, really, since it all went to Branson, you know what I'm saying? But
right now, we're showing it as an expense to this budget going to you. And then you're going to write a check, and it's going to show as an expense coming out of sewer district.
Yeah.
They're really...
The option of why should you write the check if we can write the check directly. But who was on the agreement for that particular...
Sewer district and county, because county controls the sales tax.
I'm moving it up.
Did
you get that document?
I got the document, but I don't know where you're talking about.
Okay, let me show you what we're doing here.
So we're going to do this.
We've got to get on board with.
What we're doing is creating a document.
This is yours, yeah.
Right. That we will pass through whatever's in this section, that part of the agreement is that we're, this is what we'll pass, that we can pass up to that much.
So this is going to total.
Uh-huh. So what we do is, no. So we'll take this line item.
45, yeah.
Take 45, no, 46, cut that out. The whole thing. Well, I wouldn't say the. I would take the whole line out of
it. Here,
this has been paid out of this line before. By statute, I have to read those in there.
I understand, but move the whole line item out of that TCRD and move it to the above section, which says other expense. There's a section above that says other expense.
Well, I see this here, this 180. That's plenty of money. But that 3%, as per the intergovernmental agreement, is $195,000.
We understand. We didn't give you 100. We didn't give you 3%.
What? Yeah. Well,
we said up to.
It's agreement's up to.
Oh, okay. Zero to 3%. Stand corrected.
What we had said earlier that we told the board was $180,000. Just stuck on that.
Yeah. Well, we're in open session, I guess.
Yes.
We're in open session. What there is there's going to be some administrative costs that are going to be involved. We don't know how much those costs are. I'm not talking about withholding to do bookwork. Mm-hmm. What were we talking about earlier? What were some of the costs that, for example, we might have to do legal notices?
Well, public meetings.
Public meetings we might have to hold. Mm-hmm. And if those costs come from us, then we wanted some funds there to cover that.
We usually took care of all the public meetings, you know, as far as
I know, but if it's not your meeting and it's ours, then it's come all out.
Depends. I mean, just.
Sorry, that's me.
Wow.
I thought maybe we were going down.
All right. We don't want to go down the sewer.
No, we don't. Okay, so the next section was based off this intergovernmental agreement, John, and all we're trying to do is stay in line with this so we don't, from a terminology. We said that we were going to look at projects in two type of phases, concept phase and construction phase. So based off the projects that you guys are working on, what we're trying to do is put the projects either in one of those two categories. And what do you need? And when we say one of those two categories, it is strictly from the perspective of, let me go to the first one that makes it an easy one here. Lookout Acres Construction Engineering. What is that?
Construction Engineering, that's your resident project representative, engineer that's on site.
So is this
any
is this project?
No, I'd say that's during a project.
So
that's your inspector from your engineering firm.
So I need to move. I would need to move that.
And your resident engineer that he reports to.
I would move that to the construction phase.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me put it over here.
So you got this split up then.
Yes, sir. That's what.
Okay, good.
The reason we did that is just to stay in line with this thing.
Yeah, I'm glad. I like it.
How you guys build your budget down there, John, is going to be up to you. This is going to be our budget, but it gives us an idea of what we've looked at that we're going to incrementally approve mm-hmm. or not approve. But approve. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do the concept phase, then we're going to do
watch
the next
construction, watch the utility.
So
like it. I mean, what we do is we take the project and what we, you know, we used to have all these busted out into basically preliminary facility plan study,
okay.
engineering, mm-hmm. construction, easement acquisition, but you know, Rick wanted to try to push down some of those line items. We had numerous line items. So we just basically put like T Highway project. That includes Joe Engineering, that includes construction, easements, that includes everything.
See, well, all I guess we're looking at is.
But what I was going to say is what I do is I go on an Excel spreadsheet and then we bust them all out.
And we,
that's
and,
how I track.
Right. All we really want is budget from what's the concept, what are you working conceptually, and if you pass the concept. You wouldn't ask for a construction if you haven't done the concept, is what I guess we're saying. Okay, so we're just trying to separate the two. Because when I saw $5 million requested in future projects, I assume that's projects that we are in the concept phase.
That was, I don't know who put that in there.
Okay.
That wasn't in my original budget. I did have 4.9 in our utility capital.
And I've got that coming down here in just a second.
Sure.
So I guess my question, the big question is, in a concept phase, is there any project you're starting to look at?
Give us some
Meadow Ridge, the $750,000 is the one that we are having an engineering contract right now.
For construction?
For engineering and design and easement acquisition. We've kind of done the feasibility study on it a couple of years ago.
Okay, so that would have been the concept.
Mm-hmm. It's
so now you're looking to build it.
Well, we're looking to acquire easements and engineering, so we don't even have a design on it yet. So that's
really
basically in the concept.
So
it's not in construction because we can't build it until we have a set of plans.
All right, I will move that to the concept phase then.
And we have an agreement, and we went up for bid. Olson Engineering was selected.
Okay.
It was formerly Scott Engineering. And we have a contract up here somewhere along this floor.
Right.
In review.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I went.
No, Meadow Ridge.
Now, I will say this, that the engineering design on that is around $70,000. This is the total. This is what we've done. We've combined all aspects of building a project under one line item.
So that's the concept and the construction.
And easements.
Easements is with construction. You wouldn't buy easements unless you're building it.
Well, that's true.
Okay, so
we have to have them before we can build it.
You know? Right, but it's still, you got your estimates, and then after you get your estimates, then we know how much you're going to spend it.
Yes.
Danny, am I right, wrong?
Yeah, see, you're right, and I don't think that's the way this broke out. The way I see it, Jim, mm-hmm. is the concept is whenever they go do the evaluation of the project, whether it needs to be done. And all that consists of everything as far as the engineering company bringing you the cost and after they've done their engineering and all this. Then, after that's approved, now they figure that cost in there for your easements and all that kind of stuff, but I don't know whether they do. There's no purchase made. They just give an estimate.
Right. That's what we're looking
then,
at.
Then, when you start construction, that'll be easements and all the other
right.
things that's involved.
So it sounds like Meadow Ridge has already had the concept.
Well,
I mean, you knew what your engineering cost was going to be. You kind of knew what your construction was going to be.
And a basic on-the-table
mm-hmm.
review looking at maps. There's been some field work out there, but it, you know, this was basically looking at the linear feet, basically
mm-hmm.
looking at the contours on Beacon and setting down with Great River. They've done a number of areas like that. And so they come up with an estimated price that's based off the decrease numbers, which were very high.
Okay.
Olson is the first engineering firm that we've had boots on the ground, ready to go in and start actually going out in the field and staking this project out, coming up with the engineering design, identifying what easements we're going to need, and actually putting that together on paper to look at.
Okay.
Off of that, we'll have a project actually to put out for bid then. So the thing that I've got here with Great River is just basically a very generalized concept of how this project could be laid out. And basically it's
basic cost.
Yes, and it's like a beacon map printed out, like I've emailed it, right, with a line drawn down the valley.
Okay, let me ask you this. Based off of that initial Great River, let's just stick to this project. Based off that initial Great River project, that what you just talked about, the sewer board made a decision that we're moving forward.
They made a decision to move forward and get an engineering firm on board to start designing the project.
Okay, so after the engineering firm is done, the sewer board says what? Move forward or stop? Have you ever stopped a project after this? Okay, so
no,
we're in a construction phase.
When we go into mode, then we're going to mode. See, we've got to design it, and by that design, it identifies what easements we're going to need. We're only going to need like 8 on this. So this is the one with 285 homes. Out on Sycamore Church Road.
You're talking about
that. It's got the treatment plant that's flowing into Roar Creek. This is a mess.
But ours is just to put in the just going to put pipe, right?
Yeah. We're going to put in 8-inch gravity
collector
line, go down, cross the railroad tracks, County Road, tie in.
Hook it up to Branson.
Yes, they'll flow into Branson eventually. The 12-inch interceptor is owned by Roar Creek.
So that's a construction phase.
Yep.
Okay.
That's a construction
phase.
I don't know what the cost is for construction phase until we bid it out, though. You know what I'm saying?
But still, you guys,
we're in the design and conceptual phase right now.
But you guys are planning to,
in 2012, you're planning for it to be a construction thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Jim's asking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we're going to build it. And it shouldn't take long to build. It should take probably, 90 to 120.
How much is that going to cost? Is that part of the 750?
$750.
Okay, well, then we're fine. That's construction.
Was engineering design, easement acquisition,
okay,
any combinations we might have to go through.
That's fine. Moving on, T-Highway, you've already done the engineering concept. You're now in construction.
We are probably in the 80%, 85% area of being done with engineering through Legis Engineering.
So you've already made a decision moving forward with this project. Okay.
Yeah, that's, out there. It's a pump station enlargement.
Okay, so Lookout Acres. You
look
have two numbers. You have 300,000 and 10,000.
Okay, Lookout Acres is a wrapping up of Casey Road and Hickory Street.
Okay, construction. Okay.
Yeah, and I've got
the engineering.
I've got 10,000 in there just to finish up inspections and
okay,
so on and so forth.
That's construction. Okay.
Okay. That part of that 300,000 is that the sewer board went ahead and allowed HDR to continue to get easements on the phase two, which goes out to H Highway.
Okay, now wait just a second. That'd be conception.
Are you committed? You guys committed to keep on going?
No, we're getting easements, and it's the first time they've ever done that.
So they're getting easements?
Wait a minute. Back up a minute. They did what under the approval of this?
Well, Casey Road, Hickory Street. That was our primary interest. That's where it was at. Okay, so HDR comes back. They bring a project back that not only does that, but goes all the way to H Highway. Okay, let's look at that. We'll look at that. We'll do some design. They've done some preliminary design on it and stuff. And then it comes.
At a cost?
Mm-hmm.
At a cost?
Oh, yeah.
To the district?
Yeah.
And the district agreed to that, even though that wasn't part of what they'd asked for?
Well, they went in and signed a contract, so it's all under contract and everything.
Really?
What happened? They come back to Forsyth. And they realized that Forsyth's going to need some pretty massive lift station upgrades or new lift stations to handle all that.
I understand.
And gravity sewer line and force main upgrades. So they said, let's just stop right now.
Let me ask the obvious question. Did they bid that additional amount of work to be done?
That was all part of in that concept.
It wasn't a part of that concept. The concept, was it not, was just the area that had been agreed to. They came back to you with the extra, and they added it on. I'm just curious.
I gave them that option, and they took that option.
Great River came about?
I'll have to go back and look at the actual spec.
I'm just curious, John.
Now, the primary thing was to address Hickory Street, Casey Drive.
So we're buying easement on a concept right now.
Yeah, we're not buying, but we haven't bought it yet. But I am surprised about
that. What we're doing is paying engineering.
Paying engineering.
I'm surprised at how the people have turned their easements in out there. There is quite a bit of interest out there, but
it's engineering.
I understand that, but thing is, is this concept or this construction? Now, it sure sounds concept.
It's concept, guys.
So how much of this $300,000 is concept then?
You know, to finish up for Victor Rosetta out, there's probably around $180,000 left on Victor's contract. The rest of it, I don't know how much money that they was going to expend on securing the other easements out there.
So I could put 180.
Cut that back.
Or do we put 120,000 in concept and call it the H Highway concept plan?
We could do that.
I mean, that's what it sounds like you're doing.
I would probably. Is that what they're calling it over, John?
No, they're calling it extension.
Probably look out acre space too.
Because it's easier to.
That's going all the way down Cedar Point Hill, you know, down to the bottom, down where that old resort is.
Okay, which has nothing to do with Lookout Acres.
New pumps. Well, that's in Lookout Acres.
They're supposed to Lookout Acres.
Well, no, but
you can see Lookout Acres.
Honestly, Lookout Acres goes all the way down.
Not all the way, but
no, two thirds of the way down the hill. You know, but hey,
you're right.
I do what they want to do.
Well, what do I do? It sounds like
we might come by. But
looks like we got two numbers tied in there. We got a construction and we got a concept. I'd like to break it out.
Okay, let's take $100,000 out of that and break it out into the H Highway concept.
With H Highway Cedar Point concept.
Okay, let me put $200,000 to that number.
And that is just, I don't know how much easement work they're going to do. I'm telling these guys, don't spend
that. Now that they're at the bottom of Cedar Point, are they going to start on up that hill and get part of. Vince on the lake.
That's been talked about. It's just a thought. It's not even. It's a very, very generalized concept. That's some of that could go back to Forsyth through that way.
Cedar Creek.
They're 40 feet from
H Highway.
Yeah.
H Highway extension.
Let's see. We've got.
So it's Cedar Creek H Highway.
Cedar Point.
Thank you. It's like, that didn't sound right. That's why I said that.
If you go up here and you turn to Rockaway Beach at the bottom of the hill to Cedar Point Resort on the left.
Oh, yeah, no. I never
saw that. Right.
So we did a road trip over there.
Road.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing that they're butted right up to that?
Yeah. I put down Cedar Point H Highway concept of $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right, John?
Yeah. Because I don't know. My direction to these engineers anymore is don't burn up tremendous amounts of time trying to get these easements.